Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Sheriff's deputies involved in a high-speed chase leading to two arrests. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. While patrolling northbound on Highway 50 by Clark Ellen Road at about 7 a.m. Sunday morning, a sheriff deputy observed a small SUV with plates which didn't match the vehicle's description and signaled them to stop. After pulling over, the deputy approached the white 2021 Ford Escape and asked for the driver and female passenger's license and registration. While checking for outstanding warrants and driving status, the deputy verified the registration didn't match the vehicle, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. When the backup deputy arrived, he approached and asked them to step out of the SUV. The 29-year-old male driver, identified as Zachary Stott of Torrington, ignored the request, drove off, and a high-speed pursuit ensued, said Reynolds. The Ford Escape drove northbound on Highway 50, exceeding speeds of 120 miles per hour. Deputies witnessed the SUV recklessly driving and passing vehicles into oncoming traffic several times, almost colliding head-on with a car on Highway 59 in Moondancer Street. Reynolds said Stott ran several red lights and exceeded the speed limit throughout the chase, reaching around 80 miles per hour while in the city limits. During the pursuit, the passenger was seen moving around the vehicle, and both were seen throwing small bags of an unidentified substance out the window. The two deputies continued to follow the SUV on Worlow Drive, then turned east onto Pathfinder Circle. Stott finally stopped at the end of the circle and took off on foot through the field. They were able to catch Stott and placed him under arrest after the 38-minute pursuit. He was charged with multiple offenses, including littering, speeding, eluding an officer, interference with an officer, reckless driving, and invalid registration. The 44-year-old female passenger was also arrested and taken to the detention center on separate charges. More charges are pending upon the completion of a DCI investigation. Gillette Main Street encourages residents to shop small this holiday weekend. Plaid Friday and Small Business Saturday, November 25th and 26th, have become a tradition in Gillette, promoting holiday shopping at independent businesses as an alternative to Black Friday at the big box stores. Wear plaid while shopping during the weekend and get a chance to receive giveaways from Gillette Main Street and the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jessica Cedars, the executive director, said,
"We encourage people to wear plaid. Because, I mean, it is Plaid Friday, Small Business Saturday, and that's how they'll get the giveaways that we have, is if we catch them wearing plaid while they're shopping small. And again, there's a limited number of totes that we can pass out, so the first ones that we see wearing plaid and shopping small will get the giveaway totes."
The totes and coffee sleeves were purchased through a partnership with the Wyoming Business Council. The 2022 Winter Walk, in conjunction with the Shop Small events, is going on now in downtown Gillette. Buy your uniquely numbered button for $5 from participating businesses, and you'll be entered into a drawing for a prize valued at a minimum of $50 from each of those businesses. Only 250 buttons will be sold this year. Numbers will be drawn and displayed downtown during Plaid Friday and Small Business Saturday. Visit Gillette Main Street's Facebook page to find out the 12 businesses you can purchase buttons. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.